This is Member Care Media, a ministry of TWR, with some thoughts to help you in your work and daily life. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
Last week, Shirley Wilson, a trained counselor, shared with us something that she feels is important. And that is, you don't need to be professionally trained and licensed to be a counselor, to help people through difficult times. By the way, our good friend and expert Brent Lindquist, who you can hear most often on the Monday programs of Member Care Radio, encouraged Shirley to share her story and her experience and her wisdom. So let's listen as Shirley tells us some more about being a people helper.
Today, let's just dive in with two techniques that may help you as a people helper, either personally or in helping other people. They both begin with the letter M, a metaphor walk and a musical moment. First, I will describe what I call a metaphor walk. In Pushkin, Russia, while training Russian people helpers, I sent the women on a metaphor walk. During a day alone with God in order to be refreshed for the ministry, I like to take a metaphor walk in my neighborhood. Just a few months ago, when the lovely autumn color change was at its height in Midwestern America, during a break at a mental health conference, I reveled in a metaphor walk around a large patio which overlooked a lake. Another time, out for daily exercise, I asked God to speak through his created world metaphor to my questioning heart. In all cases, God came through with words of metaphoric comfort. First, what is a metaphor? It's a figure of speech which has a deeper meaning. Second, what is a metaphor walk? It is a walk where one deliberately asks God to speak to his or her mind and soul through something observed along the way, usually from God's creation. For example, the next day after their walk in Pushkin, the Russian women each reported noticing one thing that God impressed upon their hearts: the stones, the variety of plants, a bug, a sandy path. Then they shared with emotion how the metaphor spoke to their inner being for a solid foundation, for a growing beauty, for purpose, for cleanliness and purity. Who can count the myriads of ways that God can speak through creation to his beloved children? This people-helping technique is based on the fact that Jesus in the Gospels often used metaphors to talk with his disciples. I took a class in my counselor training program at seminary called The Metaphors of Jesus and Psychological Health. I loved it. The premise was that a metaphor contains a truth which aids psychological, emotional, and spiritual healing deep within the soul. For example, from John 14, Jesus described heaven as a place of many rooms or mansions which he was going to prepare for his followers. From this metaphor, I concluded that a home which was familiar to the disciples would evoke an image of a place of belonging and of security, where they were always welcome after a hard day of fishing. Belonging and security are basic needs of human beings. Thereby, this metaphor reached that inner need of belonging to Jesus and being secure in that fact, and that he cared for them enough to anticipate their arrival there and to get the rooms ready, a room for each of them. Wow. Not even hosts and hostesses always have time to prepare the guest room ahead of time for the guests that they are welcoming and expecting. For the disciples, this metaphor figure of speech could have also stirred up other images in their minds. In those days, a small guest room was often built up on the flat roof, away from the dust and noise of the street and from the animals, which were often housed near the main floor. What a picture that could have created within their busy, anxious souls. Heaven will give them quiet rest away from the stress of daily life. Another image that might have come to the disciples' minds was that of the temple, their place of worship. There were special courts for each class of people, and the women were separated from the men. Though that separation was normal for their day, within them the disciples might have longed for equality in God's eyes. No rules about who could sit where and when. In this case, perhaps the many prepared rooms metaphor reassured their souls that Jesus alone would decide if they could join him in his heavenly mansion. No more segregation, no more inequality, no more preferential treatment of one disciple over another. All were equally loved and welcomed because of faith and because of the work of God the Father and his Son Jesus. By now, you might wonder what a room has to do with a leaf or a stone or a sandy path. I must admit that I translated the idea of the various metaphors of Jesus, such as a sheep, bread, rooms, lost coins, seeds, into mainly the metaphors of creation. Then I invented the idea of a metaphor walk because, as I was also taught at seminary, God first spoke to people through creation and then through his word, the Bible. In other words, I adapted the premise of the teachings of Jesus and psychological health for my bent as a people helper. In my training, we students were encouraged to trust that God would give us ideas for counseling theories and for techniques, and not to think that what was written in books was everything that would help people. So, I encourage listeners to look for their own theories and techniques to use in people helping, as long as they don't conflict with the Bible, that is. A metaphor walk may be one way for God to speak through creation to help people helpers. It is one small technique that encourages active participation in healing, strengthening, and inspiring. Go for a metaphor walk tomorrow. You'll be glad that you did. Now, I will move on to a second simple technique and describe a musical moment. If you knew me, you would know that I have absolutely no musical abilities and discernment. My husband used to say, when he stood next to me at church during hymn singing, that I would change keys when I couldn't reach the next note in the song. My grandmother used to say that after I sang with her one day when I was about 9 years old, she could never carry a tune again. How's that for saying that I have no musical abilities? However, sometimes God speaks to me through musical moments, calms my stress as a woman, as a wife, as a counselor, as a friend, and so on. That's when the words of a song pierce my heart, or warm my soul, or comfort my pain. Zing! The music does for me in a random way what it does for most other people regularly, deliberately, and naturally. Often I feel jealous. Rather than jealousy, I have learned in my almost 70 years of life that for me, musical moments will be special surprises from God. Because of my musical illiteracy, in spite of 2 years of piano lessons and an attempt at violin and French horn lessons, musical moments stand out like flashing beacons from a lighthouse in a hurricane. Thus, I encourage using music as a people-helping technique in whatever way it ministers to an individual, but particularly as a soul massage and as a message for the people helper. Instead of wasting years as I did, pining for more musical gifts and sensitivity, I encourage accepting yourself as God made you and adjusting your expectations of yourself in light of your limitations. This is the main point that I am making for musical moments, adjusting to your own idiosyncrasies and seeming deficits, whether from a lack of musical gifts or from other skills.
This has been a presentation of Member Care Media. We invite you to explore our website, where we offer audio features and resources for you and your entire family. We also have links to other websites that can provide further answers and resources to meet your needs. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.